So I'm joined by Thomas McGovern, who is the director of U Concept. You've got this Stylus Against Hunger. What is it? What's going on?
Basically what it is, everybody knows there's an escalation of food banks across the UK, and a lot more people are dependent on them now. And we run salons and barber shops, so we felt we had to do something. And what we're doing, we've set up Hairstylers Against Hunger. We're doing it today, and what we're doing people's hair, but instead of making a cash donation, they're basically bringing food, and the food will be donated to Glasgow South West Food Banks.
Why, you personally, did you feel you want to get involved?
Well, one thing is, I believe that probably as I was growing up, my family could have been the kind of family that we may have had to depend on them today. And I also think it's appalling that ordinary folk are actually having to use food banks to feed themselves and their children with the wealth that's available in Britain.
It seems now we just accept it as being normality.
Yeah, I think that's the most shocking thing about it. When something like this becomes normal, people accept it, people look at it, they read about it, and we become oblivious to the pain that people are actually going through. People don't use food banks just to get something to eat that night. They use food banks because they're desperate. You've got people that have been made unemployed. They may not get any money for a period of time, excuse me. And what happens is they have no way of getting food, and they have to go and go to a food bank. But to go to a food bank, you don't just turn up. You have to go for an interview. You have to be given vouchers. So there's quite a process involved, and that must be really, really distressing for the people involved and a lot of the children.
So you've had these flyers in your hairdressers for the last wee while. What's been the response like from your customers seeing these?
The response has been fantastic. One of the big things is, we've said all along, this isn't a political thing. This is us using our talent, skill and ability to make a small difference. And we started off with the view that even if we end up with one tin of beans, it's a tin of beans more than we started with. Now, the clients have been absolutely phenomenal, because even people that can't come in and get their hair done have already donated food in the lead up to it. And today we've got a lot of people bringing food for it. So it's been fantastic. Buying the food thing was a big thing. Instead of normally for a charitable thing, it's make a donation. We didn't want that. We felt that we wanted people to make the emotional connection of buying food for someone else, because normally in life we only buy food for ourselves, for family, occasionally, very occasionally, a neighbour or for a party. But the process and the emotional connection of buying food for someone that you don't even know, we wanted them to feel it a bit more. That's why we're doing it with food. So the people get their hair done, and it doesn't matter what they bring food, and the food will all get donated.
So how much food have you already gathered?
We've gathered quite a bit already. We don't know the amount that we've actually gathered, but there'll be plenty going up on our social media and things like that too. And it's great, because all the team have been involved, from young apprentices who've just entered the industry in a few months right through to other directors of the business.
So how many of your salons will be doing this then?
Well, basically, we've got 3 unisex salons and 2 barber shops, and we have an education manager coming together. We're all working today in the city centre salon, and because it's big enough to take everyone, and it's an easy place for everybody to get to.
And what about staff? Is it all hands to the deck then?
Yeah, I mean, I suppose one would say that I don't do hair any longer. I may even have to go back on the floor, which I think a lot of people have to donate a lot of food for.
Are you hoping this, so other hairdressers in the city will get involved with this, maybe as it'll snowball in years to come?
Yeah, we actually set up a separate Facebook, and we created a logo and everything in the brand Hairstylists Against Hunger. And we have a company called De Facto, who work with salons all over the UK, and they're working along with us about getting other salons involved. We feel it's a simple thing to do, but it can have quite an impact. And that's why we think that other people will be getting involved. And we don't see it as something that we're going to do as a one-off. We're looking at it much further down the road and having other projects involved based on this concept.
Great. Well, good luck with it, and hope it all goes to plan.
Linda, thank you very much for your time today.